Okay? All right. And also, the testimonies were recorded. So if anybody would like a copy of them, you can see folks in the tape ministry afterwards. They're not going to be on the, they're not on the internet. Is that right? Not on the internet, but they'll be a, they were separately recorded. Okay. All that taken care of now. All right. Well, we're going to read some familiar scriptures. Ones I've already read and shared from some of them. But just today, we just want to have a brief word on the testimony of baptism. What does baptism speak of? What does it testify of? We can turn first to Matthew 28. Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, that's the disciples, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I command you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." And now in Romans 6, verses 3 to 5. Romans 6:3. "Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore we have been buried with him through baptism into death, in order that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we've become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection." And now 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Read verses 14, 15, and 17. 2 Corinthians 5, 14. "For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all, that we who live should no longer live for them, that they who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf." Verse 17. "Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come." And finally, out of 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. "For even as the body is one and yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, for we were all made to drink of one Spirit." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the precious testimony of these five lives. And Lord, we thank you, even as we reflect back over the months, how you have been working and touching ones, and making it a very fresh within all of our hearts, this reality of baptism. Lord, as we consider it again today, Lord, we look unto you, that you would speak and you would teach us. Lord, as we come to this matter of baptism, the more we see of it, the more we realize how little we know of it. We would come to hunger and thirst after you, to reveal more of the reality of it within all of our hearts today, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. We said that we wanted to just consider briefly this morning the matter of the testimony of baptism. Because baptism really is a tremendous testimony of a spiritual reality. Within our Christian lives there, we know that there's several things that we do physically that in and of themselves are, if you looked at it naturally, they're not much outwardly. But in the spiritual realm, we touch a spiritual reality. And as we partake and as we do these things, it testifies of the greatness of what our Lord has done. We just partook of the Lord's table. Now, in the natural, outwardly, we just had a little bit of from the cup and a little piece of bread. But oh, when we reflect back upon the spiritual reality of all that speaks of, how it does touch our heart. Many of our sisters wear head coverings, testifying of the great divine order that our Lord has established. And as we come to this matter of baptism too, if we think about it in many ways, physically all that happens is you get wet. But beyond that, if we look at it in the spiritual reality, it's a tremendous testimony of this new life that we have in Him, of our identification with Him and all that He has done. So it's not just a little symbol. It's not just a little ritual. It's not like just a little ritual where we go through and joining a club or something. But it really speaks of the great reality that we'll consider in a minute. And I think one of the things that reflects and reinforces the value of baptism is the battle through the ages that there has been over baptism. Many have been put to death. Many have lost their lives, loved not their lives unto death, over this matter of baptism. And what that shows us is how much the enemy hates it. It testifies in a marvelous way that ones have left the world behind and have decided to follow Jesus. And oh, how the enemy hates that. And he tries every which way to stop it. Even today, we know many of our brethren who have been saved out of Islam in many of the Muslim countries. The element of baptism almost puts a sentence of death upon their life. It is still being contested these days. We can partake of it so freely, but there is a great battle even today over the spiritual reality and the testimony of all that baptism speaks of. So as we look at it, I want to really just look at four aspects or four realities within this testimony. And the first is, it's the testimony of our new birth. It's the testimony of our salvation. It's a testimony that we have been born again to a living hope. In Matthew 28, the Lord commanded those disciples to go out, declare that glorious gospel, and to make disciples and to baptize them. And as ones have already shared in previous months, this is a believer's baptism. It's a testimony that I have repented. This is a testimony. I have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. What a marvelous testimony. This is a testimony of something that has occurred within us inwardly. Our spirit has been born again. And this is to publicly testify that I have been born again. I am a partaker of a new life. I have entered in to this way of salvation. I have believed in our Lord Jesus Christ, and I want to testify of it. That's why we refer to it often as believer's baptism, because there is one thing that always precedes baptism, and that is believing in our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is the only thing that precedes baptism. We can see how much the enemy hates it just from some of the testimonies. Ones would say, you know, I knew I should, but I kept putting it off. And we've heard from other brothers, there's absolutely no reason, once we're born again, to not go ahead and be baptized as our Lord has commanded us. And how precious it is when in obedience, ones take that step of faith. When in obedience, they make this public testimony of the reality of a new birth. The second aspect of this testimony of baptism is the testimony of our identification with Christ. As it speaks there in Romans 6, that was referred to in several of the testimonies, we're testifying that we're identifying with that death, with the burial, with the resurrection of our Lord. Now, we don't understand all this. Sometimes one of the hang-ups on baptism is we think we have to comprehend all of the truths and reality associated with it. No. It's a matter of we obey, and really baptism is one of these aspects in this Christian life that is, we learn more of baptism after we're baptized than we ever knew before. And that's one of the things I love about this whole matter of having the public testimony of baptism, is how each one, there's a uniqueness. It's not a little carbon copy. It's not a ritual of you get up, you do this, and we go through this. No. We see the freshness of the Lord's life in each one, of how ones have come to this place of knowing. And even though they don't know fully, we enter into, I know that I have been crucified with Christ. And it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. We identify, we have a new position, we're in Christ. And praise God for that. Praise God that just as it says there in Romans 6, just as He died, we died. Just as He was buried, we were buried, going under that water. And thank the Lord we weren't left under the water. But as He was raised, we have been raised again to a newness of life. It's a marvelous testimony of our identification with Christ. And the third aspect of this testimony, it is the testimony that we are a new creation. There's a testimony of we, as it says there in 2 Corinthians 5, we are a new creation. In some translations, it says there is a new creation. In Christ, there is that new creation. And because we are that new creation, we can relate back to Romans 6, 4. It says we walk in the newness of life. And we heard in the testimonies this morning that now, as we've come into knowing our Lord, there's a newness of life that we want to enter into. It's a concluding of the past, of no longer living for ourselves, but living for Him who has loved us and died for us. That separation from the world, separation of everything of the past, and the testimony that we're a new creation. And praise God. Again, I don't understand all this fullness of being a new creation, but that doesn't hinder the reality and the truth of it. And every day we discover more and more of the riches of all the testimony of baptism speaks of, the testimony of a new birth, the testimony of identification with Christ, the testimony of being that new creation. And the fourth aspect of this testimony is the testimony of being part of the body of Christ. It's the testimony of being born again, not just our spirits made alive, but when we're born again, we're born into the body of Christ. And we're brothers and sisters, and we've been brought in to all of the fullness of that, that by one Spirit, we were baptized into this. It's not just an individual testimony, but it's a testimony of the corporate life that we have entered into, the testimony of we have been brought in to the body of Christ. And now we're joined together with our brothers and sisters, not only within this room, but really through all the brothers and sisters throughout this earth. Praise God. What a marvelous testimony this is. To see it beyond just something for us. But it's testifying of what we've been brought into in Christ. And the marvelous family of God that we all now live in. And we live part of. And as we think of this matter of this newness of life and walking in the newness of life and being part of the body of Christ, what follows baptism? What follows baptism? If we look at our Lord as an example, our Lord was 30 years old. Much of His life had been a hidden life. And then He came out and He was baptized, and from that He went into a public ministry. His public service was really commenced at baptism. If you look at Acts chapter 9, we see of Paul's marvelous testimony. Turn over to Acts 9 just a second. And we see how Paul went through this marvelous conversion of being knocked off of his high horse, being humbled to the point of being blinded and having to be led into this city. And then we know how Ananias came and addressed him as brother Paul and laid his hands upon him. And what was Paul's response after he had been born again and filled there with the Holy Spirit? If we look at Acts 9:18, and it says, And immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales. And he regained his sight. He arose and was baptized. He took some food and was strengthened. And now for several days he was with the disciples who were at Damascus. He was with the disciples. Right after he was baptized, being part of this body of Christ, he was with the brothers and sisters in that. And not only was he with the brethren, but if we continue on into verse 20, and it says, and he immediately began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogue, saying, He is the Son of God. Paul testified of what he knew. As soon as he was baptized, he stepped in to serving the Lord. He stepped into declaring among the brethren, he declaring among those he had known formerly, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And we know Paul went and he went through many other things to get further illumination on much of what the Lord had touched his heart about. But there was an immediacy of his life changing from being against the Lord to returning. And after baptism, he came in and he started testifying. Not only among the brethren and have fellowship with the disciples. And I'm sure those disciples, Paul learned much from them because they had already walked with the Lord. There was this mutual sharing, this mutual encouragement one to another. And then Paul went to that synagogue and testified who the Messiah was and that the Messiah had come. And praise God, there were ones that responded and came to the Lord. You know, sometimes as we look at the Scriptures, if we use Jesus as an example, and if we use someone like Paul as an example, we have trouble relating to him. Because they say, well, they're such great men of God. But go back to the day of Pentecost. Look back at Acts chapter 2. And we know how on that marvelous day, the day of the birth of the church upon this earth, of how when Peter stood up and testified and gave this marvelous sermon of who Jesus Christ was, and ones were touched. There was 3,000 that were touched. And they said, what must we do? And he says, repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and be baptized. And so if we look at Acts 2:41, we see this great response. So then, those who had received His word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. But it doesn't stop there. We all know Acts 2:42. But do we connect Acts 2:41 and Acts 2:42? Acts 2:41 was when they were baptized. They believed and they were baptized. And there's no break. The fruit, the response, the coming out of those waters of baptism, what did it lead to? It led them to entering in. It led them, as it says in 2:42, and they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. They became active, functioning members within the house of God, within the family of God. Yeah, their individual lives were growing. They'd entered into a newness of life. But they also saw this newness of life. It was beyond them. They entered into a relationship. Together, they were seeking the Lord. Together, they were going on. And brothers and sisters, when we think of this aspect of the testimony of all of the baptism speaks of, let's not forget that corporate side also. The testimony that we've been brought into the body of Christ. Yes, is the testimony of our new birth. It's the testimony of our identification with Christ. It's the testimony of that new creation. But just in that same way, it's a testimony of being made a living, functioning member within the body of Christ. And as we speak and see and fellowship much about our Lord returning and hastening His return. What hastens our Lord's return is the functioning members within the body of Christ, allowing His life to be lived out within us, that Christ can be seen in us, and that we respond to all of the riches and the glory that we have in Him. So we're very thankful today that we are witnesses of these five. We come alongside these five. We have a responsibility with them. We come as we witness this time. time of baptism, we're not spectators in one sense. In one sense, we see. But in a spiritual reality, we're joining with them. We're coming alongside our brothers and our sisters and standing with them because we know how much this matter of baptism is contested. And we're thankful and we're rejoicing in a spirit of worship and adoration that we can be witnesses today of the marvelous testimony of baptism. Let's pray. Lord, we are so grateful that all that you have done in these five particular lives, Lord, continue to work in our lives, showing us more and more of the reality, the spiritual testimony that there is in baptism. Thank you, we can join with these ones that are being baptized. And Lord, we are thankful that even as there are others that are considering this, Lord, your Holy Spirit works. Your Holy Spirit convicts. Lord, we desire, Lord, that each brother and sister within the body of Christ would take this step of faith to be baptized. Use these testimonies of our brethren today. Use the testimony as we would go and participate in this baptism to be working within many hearts and many lives for your glory and for your honor. In Jesus' name.